Tonight's shir, Simen Nun Dalid, Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel. Simen Nun Dalid Dinim Hashayochem Yishtabach. The halach is relevant to Yishtabach. Sif Aleph. Yishtabach Eina Posachas BeBoruch. Yishtabach doesn't begin with a bracha Baruch Atah. The fishi Simucha LeBaruch Shomar, because really next to Baruch Shomar. Sheshtei Nisknu Al Pesukei Zimra. Both were instituted from Pesukei Zimra. One before, one after. So it has the quality of a bracha shesmucha l'chavrato, and therefore doesn't have to start bracha to Hashem. Sivkan Aleph, shesmucha. V'yav agav de psukim afsika b'neim. How can you say yishtabach shesmucha to bracha amar, the sonny psukim that separate the two? Lo havi hefsik, that's not an interruption. Kwa bracha achroin shebekriyishma o shebehalal shagam kin enim aschal se bracha mehai taimah. The same reason why the following bracha of Kriya Shema or the bracha at the conclusion of Halel doesn't start with a bracha, because it's considered smuch l'chavta, even though there are psukim and things we say in between. Seif Beis. Elano samein acha melech mehul atish b'chos ela acha cheha olamim sheshom husim b'bracha. We don't answer amen until we get to cheha olamim. That's the conclusion of the bracha, not melech mehul atish b'chos. Mishtabur sefkon beis batish b'chos. Zuhaya Nuschaso, that was his version of the bracha. Al Nuschasenu, our version is Kael Melech Gadol Batish Bechos. V'rotza loymar, sha'acha shesima shechziv yishtabach, brochata Hashem, Kael Melech Gadol Batish Bechos, lo yanashum odom al ze amin. What he's saying is that when the Sheikh says the words brochata Hashem, Kael Melech Gadol, you don't answer amen yet. The kati lo havi sima brocha, the bracha isn't over. Until he gets all the way to the end of Chayolamim. Benusach Chayolamim, Yesh Gerson B'Tseir, Yesh Gerson B'Patach. Some say Chayolamim, some say Chay. V'afilu Deyazum Komokom Yomer Ha'olamim Behei. Even if you say Chay, it should be Ha'olamim with a Hey. Ki Perusho Chay B'Shnei Ha'olamim. It means Chay in both worlds. V'Shalat Ba'olam Hazeh U'Bom Habah. That he's master over this world and the next. If it's Chei HaOlamim, Chei HaOlamim means he's Mechaye Es HaOlamim. He gives Chiyus to the worlds. If it's Chai HaOlamim, then it means he's Chai B'Shnei HaOlamim, that he's master over Olam HaZein Olam HaBa. Sif Koton Gimel, Shasham Hu, that is the end of the bracha. Tzorch Iyun, Imutur Oz LaHafsik V'La'anos, Amein Yehesh Me'Rabba U'Kudusha. It needs further investigation whether it's permitted to interrupt with an Amen Yehesh Me'Rabba or Kedusha, Ki Maimer Echad Hu Ad Sof, since it's one string of praises that go together. V'ayim v'chay odom klal heis if you gimel de b'chol bracha kitzara asur l'chafzik be'emsa. Chay odom writes that in short brachas you may not interrupt in the middle. Afilu l'Amen Yehesh Me'Rabba Kedusha, even for Yehesh Me'Rabba and Kedusha. But one could differentiate between this and that. So if Ian, it requires further analysis. Seif Gimel. Hamasape bein yishtabach liyotzer averi hi biyado. If someone were to talk between the conclusion of yishtabach and the beginning of the bracha of yotzer or, it is considered an avera. V'chayzer oleha me'orche hamlechama. And if he would be a soldier going into battle, he should go back from the battlefield, if he was guilty of this sin. The Yesh Misha Omer shall tzorchei tzibur or lifsur tzedaka v'misha boli hispanis min hatzedaka mutal hasik. Some say that if it's a community need or to give out tzedaka for someone who needs to be supported through charity, it will be permitted to interrupt between the end of Yishtabach and the beginning of Yotzer. Thamo adds u'mizen espashit mashanogu v'har b'mekoymos levoi choyla. From this, it has spread to your practice in many communities to make a special bracha for a chayla, o likbol beveis haknesses shiyas lo did, or if someone has a claim, a complaint, and he wants based in to convene, bein yishtabach liyotzer, it will be done between yishtabach and yotzer. The kol zeh mikri l'tzorech mitzvah. That's all called tzorech mitzvah. That's when everyone was around, and you could make your point. When they return to order and the Sheikh Sib is going to pick up where he left off, it is proper to say a few psukim and then say the Kaddish. Ki the oilam ein oim kaddish below tehila shlofanov. The rule is we don't say kaddish without some kind of praise beforehand. Ulechein maschilin arvis below kaddish. And that's how we start marav without a kaddish. Let's stop here. See the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkan dal hamasaper. If someone were to talk between yishtabach and yoytzer, it's an avera. Ubaksav kasav. In the writings, B'Shem Arizal, it is recorded, Loimar to say, B'Shem Meitshuva, during the entire Shem Meitshuva, Mizmor, the capital Tehillim, Imam Makim, Kresicha Hashem, Bein Yishtabach L'Yotzev, between Yishtabach and Yotzev, Tzerich Iyun, this also needs analysis, why are we interrupting between Yishtabach and Yotzev with this capital Tehillim, Imam Makim? Clearly those who do it feel this is also considered Tzerich Tzibur. So someone who would be a soldier would go back from the battlefield if he had this chet. But salam, as if meaning to say, we know the pasuk teaches us, who is the person who's afraid and weak-hearted should go back home? Chazal teach us, what does that mean? That if he's afraid of the sins that he's done, he should go back from the battlefield. This is also an avera. The rabbi writes in the name of Moshe, Shaklipos mevat l'malos atfilo, that the klipos will interfere in our tefillah's ascension. Vayde psuki dezimah machris nosam. So psuki dezimah comes to cut them away. Ukeshesach, but if he talks, chosen olel, the klipos return. Bishvil ha'avera hazos, because of that sin. Those troops, Shehema Arichim Ucham Benenu, who arrange battle against us, of an Asin Harabim, due to our many sins. So talking brings back the enemy to interfere with our tefillah. Alken Ra'ui Shlosap, but therefore it is proper not to talk, because your Psukkadizim is trying to accomplish something, and if you talk, you undo what Psukkadizim accomplishes. Sivkat Anvav, Livsoik Tzedakah. There are those who say that tzerchei tzibur, or to pledge charity, is permitted after yishtabach. Void din lechol dvar mitzvah. This is true of any dvar mitzvah. V'davka bein yishtabach liyotze shu inyan achen. This is only allowed between yishtabach and yotze, because yotze is a new topic. Al bein kaddish u'baruchu, but between kaddish and baruchu, or bein aprokom shal kriyishma v'chosel, or between the sections of kriyishma and its brachos, or during the section of Pesuk Dezimah. Asur lahafsik, one may not interrupt. Afilu b'tzarchi rabim, well, d'var mitzvah. Even if it's a communal issue, even if it's for d'var mitzvah. Ukele'el b'simen nun aleph, siftah, like we said before, in simen nun aleph. So it's a bigger leniency at the conclusion of Yishtabach than it is during Pesuk Dezimah. And certainly then in the period after we start Baruch. Sukkan zayin, hashliach tzibur. If the tzibur interrupted for these announcements, and then the sheikh tzibur is going to resume, so we should resume with some psukim. Mashma da'afilim lo amar raku levada psukim yachol makash. Clearly, the indication is that only the sheikh tzibur is required to repeat the psukim prior to the kaddish. It's not necessary for the entire tzibur to repeat the psukim. Sifkan ches mixas psukim dezimah, some of psukim dezimah. If he doesn't say any psukim, he shouldn't say kaddish. He should just start baruch without kaddish. So you get to yishtabach, there are all these announcements going on, and he won't say kaddish. He'll just go straight into baruch, unless he says psukim first. You'll never find kaddish without psukim first. Unless you're talking about the sheikh tzibur who says a kaddish after chazos hashatz. Or belachesh ba'arves, or after the sash when esrei of marv, shakadosh koi ala tefila. There the kash goes on the tefila. For kasam magenavon, magenavon writes, shalachenagu lomar priestess shema. The magenavon says this is why the minig is to say priestess shema, and he says that means baruchu nicholas priestess shema can come on b'sim and samach. That's referring to baruchu. Acher gemar tefila shmona esrei belachesh. They would say a baruchu after the sash when esrei, k'dei shiyom hakadosh. Al tefilas shmona esrei, in order to say the kaddish on shmona esrei, al achach lo shayach lomar kaddish lo amit tchila mixas psukim. But afterwards, you wouldn't say kaddish unless you had psukim first. Va'atach hadashim kav ba'u. Now, all of a sudden, they have these newfangled ideas. Sheparson Shema Acher Kaddish Basra, that they say a Baruch Hu after the final Kaddish. The Omashen is Kaddish, and they say another Kaddish on the Baruch Hu. The Eno Nachon, that's not right. Why are you saying two kashas one after the other? And if they're going to do it, teach them to say some psukim between the two. Sivkar test, because you never find a kaddish without a tehillah. Or after tefillah, or after tefillah, like Shmoneh Esrei, Moshe Kesav, and Sivkar, Hakar, like we wrote in the previous Sivkar. We have another concept. If you learn Torah Shel Peh, then you can say Kaddish Drabon. If you look at Magen Avraham, he concludes that even for Torah Shabbat Peh, we will not say Kaddish Drabon unless you say some Agadata. Then you can say Kaddish Drabon. Because the main point of the Kaddish Drabon was instituted for Devei Agadah. Therefore, the minig is throughout Klal Yisrael lomer to say, "Acha Pirkei Avos." At the conclusion of Pirkei Avos, "Acha B'Malikim," and after Malikim, "Hamayim De'Bechanayim Be'Kasha." Or "Arba Leza B'Chnina T'Mi'Chama B'Shal." V'Chulo. We say these mamarim, which are divya garita, to say the kaddish on that. Well, the fees according to this, yesh di zoher. One should be careful kishaloyim the mishnayis when they have a seder in mishnayis. At the conclusion of the learning, they should say Hamayim Adubchanai Mikasha. Kedam was similar. Kadeshi Yechom Lomar Aydeze Acha Kach Kashdoman. So they can therefore say the Kashdoman following it. Va'acha Tanach. But if you're learning Mikra, Tarev Yom Ksuvim, then we don't say Kashdoman. Oyem Kaddish Sholem. Then we say the Kaddish Sholem. Afilu Akacha Shosh Psukim, even after three Psukim. Now Kaddish Sholem is Kaddish Sholem, what we call Kaddish Yosem. Without this Kabbalah, it's awesome. So after the Megillus, we call it Kaddish, and we say Kaddish. Again, we call it Kaddish Yosem. That's what he is referring to as the Kaddish Shalim. Ve'ein lo b'kaddish, elam kein hoyu asar anashim b'es ha-kinesis, b'shah samir sa-psukim v'alimud. We don't say the Kaddish unless there are 10 people in shul at the time that the psukim were being said or the learning was being done. This will be clarified in Siman Nun Hei, Sifkan Beis. So afilu, if only two or three are actually learning, you'll still say the Kaddish when there are 10 there. And even one who did not do the learning could say the Kaddish. Or a piece of Shema, like the same way we say with Baruch Hu, L'kamam b'simin samachtes, later in simin samachtes. Sifkat and Yud, Arvis below Kaddish, we begin Mariv without a Kaddish, because there's no brachas before it. Ayin l'kamam simin samachtes, mashuk asal shem v'zeh, look at simin samachtes, what we wrote over there. There are some places that say Pesukim and a Kaddish before the Baruch Hu by Mariv. So many be Alma, and we're not mocking on this Kaddish. The Ramah continues. V'chein mi shelo hoylo tzitzis o'tfilin. If someone did not have tzitzis o'tfilin, ve'vilo ben yishtabach le'kaddish, and it was brought to him between yishtabach and kaddish, yochel anichem le'baruch aleim, he could put them on and make a bracha at that point. Amei kaddish le'baruch hu lo yafzik b'shem devar. But between kaddish and baruch hu, there's no interrupting at all. And certainly, we do not interrupt once the Sheikh Siba says Baruch Hu, before he begins the Baruch of Yotzeor. If a person did not have tzitzis or tefillin, and it comes to him between Yishtabach and Kaddish, he could put them on say Baruch Hu. The kozah who tzarech mitzvah, this is all tzarech mitzvah. Akemutu lahafsik la'achash akama b'ruch yishtabach, therefore you can interrupt after you finish the Baruch of Yishtabach. They bring it to him. Bein liyachid, it makes no difference if it's an individual or bein l'sheikh tzibur or for the sheikh tzibur. The avalpi the genai who l'tzibur lahatan, even though it is not nice that the tzibur is waiting for the sheikh tzibur. But since there's no other alternative, it's okay. Ubeze in tzarech sheikh tzibur lachzor lomar psukim. And in this case, it's not necessary for sheikh tzibur to say any psukim. The delay of putting on Tosin film is too short to worry about. It's not a problem that he should have to say new psukim before the Kaddish. V'nir de b'yochid mariba oifen shi'a yochol ligmor hanochas Tosin film koidim When we say that the individual could put on tefillin after the after Yishtaba before Kaddish, that means he'll get everything done before the Sheikh Tzibah gets the Yishmer Rabbah and the Baruch Hu. Oh, Shekhar Shoma Kaddish Baruch Hu, maybe he already heard the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Lav Hak is, if not, Halokarim of Simichov Hei, we learned in Simichov Hei, to also the Hafzik Ben HaShalyah, the Shal Roish, be not allowed to interrupt between the Shalyah and Shal Roish. Even to answer Yeshem Rabba and Baruch Hu. He should be silent and listen and pay attention to what is being said. Now, the Chatchila, we don't set yourself up for that. Let's say it's Bezeh, Filu Ma'ad, the Kaim, and Shmech Oina, to be Yotze, even though we hold Shmech Oina. Kedemucha be Baruch Hafa'al, Amebez. The Taisvus, the Masal, Ad, Ubarasham. So let's say he's not going to have enough time to get on his talis and tefillin before Yehesh Merabba. He may be hung up between the Shalyah and Shalroish. But Oifin said, Toiv Yehesh, in such a case it's better. Shiyamtin melaniach ha-tefillin at shisam ha-shiyasir ha-baruchu v'azinichin. Wait until he answers the baruchu, the kash and the baruchu, and then put on the talis tefillin. L'in ha-baruchos, I'm sivkot ha-samach. But as far as baruchos, look in the next sivkot. Sivkot Yud Gimel, Bein Kaddish. The halacha is, he could put on the talis and tefillin between the Yishtabach and the Kaddish, but between the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, he should not interrupt. What's the limit to say? Mishor shehischal Kaddish, as soon as the Chazan begins Kaddish, he shouldn't interrupt to HaKaddish leBaruch Hu gam kein shaykh, because the Kaddish is connected to the Baruch Hu. Partially, you learn the Kaddish is going what you just finished saying. It's going to the Psukim you finished. But he's telling us now that it's also connected to the Baruch Hu that's coming. V'ayim b'achronim shekosu, the achronim write, that between Kaddish and Baruch Hu has the halacha of between sections. V'tekif achar Baruch Hu, and right after Baruch Hu, after hiskli dying birchas yotzer, even though you didn't begin the Baruch of yotzer, or havi ke'emtz ha'perek, that's already in the middle of a section. D'misham ve'elech hu kaschalos yotzer, from the Baruch Hu on, you've begun yotzer. Because the main point of Shliach Tzibah, when he says Baruch Shem Avayrach, Hanesha Yivarchuhu Achak B'Vayrach Yotzer, that we're going to follow with the Baruch of Yotzer Or, and therefore it's a more problematic time to interrupt once you've said Baruch Hu than before you've said Baruch Hu. Al Kain, therefore, Ben Yochad Ben Shliach Tzibah, whether an individual or the Shliach Tzibah, Imlon is Dan Lo Talas Acha Hiskel Kaddish. If he didn't get the talis before the Kaddish, he only got the talis after he started Kaddish, Yochel Esatev would take, if he could put it on right away, but he can't make any brachas of the achat for the davening. So before the Kaddish, after Yishtabach, he can put it on with the brachas. Once the Kaddish starts, no brachas till after Shmoneh Esrei. V'ozi mashmish bo v'yivarch, and he'll just hold it and kiss it and say the bracha. Utfilin, as far as tefillin goes, in this dam of the kodim brachu, if he gets his tefillin before Baruch Hu, after the Kaddish, Yochel Baruch Hu, he can make a bracha. If he matches Skima Achronim in Simen Samach Vav, based on the agreement or the psak of the Achronim in Simen Samach Vav, the Yochel Baruch Hu tefillin be a prokim, that bein a prokim, that between sections you can make a bracha on tefillin, because between Kaddish and Baruch Hu is between sections. Avlam lo nizdam lo acha hiskel Baruch Hu, but if he didn't get the tefillin until he began Baruch Hu, until he said Baruch Hu, shuv lo yuchel Baruch Hu, now he can't make a Baruch Hu, el yenichem below Baruch Hu, he puts them on without a Baruch Hu, because now he's be'emtz ha-perek. Ukshagia koidem Ava Rabba, but if he gets to the Baruch Hu, yotzeh ha-ma-oiros, before he starts Ava Rabba, that's now being a prokem again, yimash b'sh behen, he should handle the tefillin, b'baruch Hu, make the Baruch Hu, ayim esachel close by. So with tefillin, he can make the bracha bein haprakim, but he can't make the bracha be'emtz haperek. Talis, he can't make a bracha either way. Talis can't be be'emtza or bein haprakim. So that's why he said, if you already said the Kaddish, forget the bracha on the talis until after you finish the Shmoneh Esrei. But as far as tefillin, you can still make a bracha on tefillin. Once I've said the bracha, now I'm be'emtz haperek, the next chance to make the bracha will be after the bracha yotzeh ha-maris. Sivkon Yudav, the Achash Amav Echulu, he certainly should not mafsik after the Baruch Hu. Midosh is a muchach, from the language it's clear that Fili Yochel Yafsik, even an individual should not interrupt. I am the Sivkon, the Kun, look what I said before in the previous Sivkon. Now this is specifically the case we're talking about inside. When he's about to begin the Baruch Yotzer, and that's when he hears the Baruch Hu, so now it's over. Once he's finished Yishtabach, and he says Baruch Hu, and he's about to say Yotzer, he cannot interrupt. But what if he's still on Pesukah Dezimah? He didn't get Yishtabach yet. And he hears the Baruch Hu. So in such a case, he's not ready to start Yotzer.
Yeah.
The Koloshkin about at the spala, and certainly if he comes now to daven, for it's the spala kaseder. No, she came late to shul. He plans to daven in order. For the dalik of pesukah dezimah, he's not skipping pesukah dezimah. For the toyach birchas hayotze to start from birchas hayotze, he's not going to do that. For shama kash baruchu, here's a kash, here's a baruchu. Ain dino bezek kam saperik. We're not going to put him into this category of yobi yubam saperik now. This is like as if he heard from some other minion the kash and the baruchu. So everyone agrees in that case, when he's not up to Yotze Or, that he can't put his Taos Tefillin after the Baruch Hu and make Baruchus, he's not considered Be'emtz HaPerek. Look in the notes of Chaim Sadzer, the Shartziyun in Sivkon Yutes Nebanim explains that he disagrees with the Ramah, but according to what we've explained in the Svar of the Ramah, that since he hears the Baruch Hu L'Shir Tzibur, and he's ready to start Yotze Or, that's Be'emtza HaPerek. So there's this concept that when you answer Baruch Hu at the end of Pesukah Dezimah, you're basically beginning Yotze Or, and you should not have any hefsek. So there's a note here on the side. Shlomo Zalman said, if a person is during Pesukah Dezimah and he hears the Baruch Hu, Shlomo Zalman said he should have kavana beferish that he's not answering Baruch Hu al Seidu HaTefillah. Because if not, he's starting Yotze Or. He can't finish with Zimah. Let's keep going. Start Yotze Or. And I've seen other tshuvas. I think Rav Shturmbach brings in his tshuvas that if you're at the end of Oz Yashir and they're ahead of you, it's kedai to, like, to stop and skip ahead to Yishtabach in order to start Yotze Or after Baruch Hu. Because to be caught up before Yishtabach and answer the Baruch Hu, it's like that's not what Baruch Hu is supposed to lead into Yotze Or. So ideally, you should be with the Tzibur at that point. And again, this is Shmuel so far as that wherever you're up to, have in mind before that you're not being Yotze. But the way we're explaining it, it's not necessary. La halacha, if you're earlier on, then you're not connecting to that as the start of your Yotze Or.